Good morning. Good morning. I've already forgotten what the date is. Oh, God. Okay. Yes, it is recording. All right, good. Let's see if we can't go find out what the date is. I'm pretty sure it's the 19th. Yes, Tuesday, January 19th, 8:33 a.m., 34 degrees Fahrenheit here in the not quite mile high city, I suppose, of Greeley, Colorado. It's 100,000 people. I guess that makes it a city. They call themselves the city of Greeley, so, okay, I suppose. So it's not freezing. It's still cold. It's colder than I expected it was going to be. And I didn't put on my knit cap. I'm wearing my long johns, but I didn't put on the thermal vest, which I should have. It's still cold. I'm cold. Fingers cold. Ears cold. But I'm walking. And now I'm talking. And in theory, it's recording. So, hi! How you been? It's been a long time since Christmas. For Christmas, I got a cold. And it just would not go away. And then we had snow and we had cold. Last few days, last week or so, it hasn't been quite as cold as it has been. There were a lot of mornings that were like single digits. Mornings in a row that were single digits. You get up to 10 degrees, 12 degrees over the course of the day. A couple of days got up to 25 by the middle of the afternoon. And right back down again the next day. So, yeah, I didn't walk. A couple of days I could have walked, I should have walked. Didn't walk. And I need to walk. One of the things that's probably going to happen over the next couple of months until we get back into some kind of decent weather again is that I may not walk first thing in the morning. I'm going to try to be a little bit flexible and walk when it makes sense to walk, not because I'm on some stupid, rigid schedule. My therapist pointed this out yesterday. I really do well in flux. I do well with change. I do well when things aren't always the same every day. And yet, unless I have a certain amount of that things just go crazy. Things just get out of hand. Things go every which way, and they don't necessarily go the way I want them to, because ADD. So, I'm going to program the phone just the same, but we'll see if it, it's like, okay, I'm not going to walk at 7 in the morning, because it's still cold and dark. This morning was cold and dark, even though it was 8 o'clock, 8:15 when I left the house. It was, that photo is not exactly inspiring. There have been some mornings, honestly. I come upstairs and I look outside and it's a winter wonderland. We've had a lot of freezing fog. And what freezing fog does is that it covers everything in frost. Everything is covered in frost. All the trees, all the little naked branches of all the trees are all frosted. It's beautiful, and the sun comes out and it glints off them and it's gorgeous. And the reality is it's 4 degrees out there. It is cold. Oh my God. Now, those of you who are suffering sub-zero weather, yes, I know. And those of you on the other side of the equator who are having summer are laughing, I know. It's okay. You can laugh. It's been a terrible couple of months. So I'm out today. I'm going to try to get out today, tomorrow, Thursday, Friday, and then Saturday and Sunday I will be away. Cosine the Colorado Springs Science Fiction Convention is this weekend, and I'm going down Friday. I got a panel at 3 o'clock, so I have to leave relatively early in the day to get down there by 3. Actually, to get down there in time to check in and get registered and all the rest of that stuff before the panel. So I'm going to try to leave around mid-morning here on Friday, which should give me time to do a walk. We'll see. We'll see, we'll see, we'll see. So I've been working on this story for the whole month. In fact, I started right after Christmas with this origin story for Natalia. It's going into I've got a deadline up for it. It's not one that I'm going to publish myself, and I'm not sure how much I can say about it right at the moment. But when I can, I'll let you know where it's going to be. But I've been working on this origin story, and having a hard time finding the beginning of the story. Good morning.
Good morning.
I've written almost 10,000 words, and I think I might be getting close to the beginning. And while it aggravates me that I'm going to have to probably throw most of these away, the reality is I need to start the story where the story starts. Because this is a short story, it's supposed to be 5,000 words. And having 10,000 words and I'm not quite at the beginning yet is a problem. They'll accept a slightly longer manuscript. They aren't going to accept a manuscript that's 4 times too long. So I need to find the actual beginning of the story. And one of the problems is that I have to sort of fill in my mind all the stuff that came before so that I know how to start where it begins. Now, some would argue that I did that with Tanith Fairport, that I didn't actually start the story where the story began, which was when they come and find her and take her back to the village. But the reality is that I couldn't start there. It was too far into the story. It didn't make any sense. It's like, okay, here she is in the woods by herself, and these guys come, and they want her to go back to a village that you don't know about. I mean, I probably could have filled it in. I probably could have. But there's the other issue is pacing. And it's, you gotta start. That book had to start slow. I know it probably cost me some readers. It's like, nothing is going to happen in this book. She's just walking along the street. What are we going to do? But the pace had to be that for the beginning so that I had room to pick up the pace as we went along. That's another thing that people seem to... I got a lot of... Ashes Born has been really, really spectacularly successful. I'm so pleased that people are happy with the story. Now, I was happy with the story, but it's like one of those... Okay, I'm really happy with the story because it works on about 17 different levels, and there's 25 subplots in it, and most of it is really buried. And it's really not about the Chernyakova, it's about Ishmael and beginning to heal and coming back from his loss. And just the beginning of it, just the very beginning of it. Because there's lots more that has to happen before he's finally all the way there, I think. We won't actually see it expressed quite so explicitly as we did with this therapist and stuff, but still, having Pip come back, I had to have Pip come back. Everybody wanted Pip to come back. I wanted Pip to come back. And what I needed was a story where Pip could come back and have it make sense. Have it be, you know, not, oh, Pip's back because Nate wanted Pip to come back. Now, I had to have Pip come back for a reason. I had to have there be a story connected with Pip coming back. Yes, I wanted Pip to come back, so yes, I looked for that story. Yes, I created that story. But it's not, oh, hi, I just happened to be in Port Newmar when you were. What do you say? Let's do something. No. Had to be a part of the story. And the fact that Pip turned out to be the driver of, well, the MacGuffin anyway, for the story. I was really pleased. I was really, really pleased with the way the story came out. But I was 100% sure people would like it. I was 100% sure readers would respond to it. And I get the usual number of boring, nothing happens, they just talk. Reviews on Amazon. But fewer than normal, fewer than I got for, say, quarter share. So, yeah, I'm really pleased with the way the new series has kicked off, has started out. And I'm really pleased. I haven't really talked about it much because I haven't walked since November except for a couple days in December. I'm really pleased with Milk Run. I'm really pleased with The Smuggler's Tales. I'm not 100% sure where this is going. It doesn't really resemble what I thought it was going to be, which isn't a bad thing. Because I think it's better than what I thought it was going to be. So I'm really pleased with the way it's going, and having to put it down and go back to the origin story, I think is helpful to me. It's making me sort of explicitly fill in what I have been sort of assuming about Natalia and Zoya and their backgrounds and where they come from and what they do and how they do it. So doing the origin story is a good thing. It's probably, you know, it's taking time away from other books. It's not a great deal because I'm not putting in the hours at the keyboard. The good news is that I'm not playing Minecraft anymore. Now, I like Minecraft. Minecraft is a good game. But over the last couple of years, I noticed a pattern with Minecraft and me. And that's it. If I'm playing Minecraft, I'm depressed. That should be a flag. That should be a symptom. That should be, oh, you're going to retreat into this world where you are the only person there. And you're going to make things that you are the only person who will ever see or know or care about. You are retreating from the world into Minecraft. And yeah, I played Minecraft pretty obsessively for a very long time, much longer than I should have, before I realized what was going on. And then once I realized what was going on, it was a matter of, okay, well, how do we get out of here? And the answer is we have to walk out. And then between being sick and the weather, walking, even treadmill walking was not. Treadmill walking sucks. I really don't like the treadmill. And of course, I didn't make it any easier on myself because I didn't do anything like, you know, update the operating system or fix the software on the computer that's attached to the treadmill so that I could have done something like type and walk and make words and make miles and do all of that stuff all at once. No, no, no. So, yeah, here I am. I'm out. I'm walking. So I'm on a panel. I'm on several panels, actually. I'm on a panel about what makes them classics. Talking about some of the old classics. And I think it's an interesting question because there's a certain body of science fiction and fantasy that people would consider classics. I'm not sure we all have the same top 100, for example. I look at Dahlgren. which was a, you know, Samuel Delaney, which was a Hugo winner, and might have been the first Hugo Award given to a person of color. But it's not a classic because of that. It's a classic because of the story. And I think about the story. I haven't read the book. I haven't read Dahlgren in, oh, Jesus, 40 years probably. 30 years anyway. I don't know what was written. Maybe it wasn't written 40 years ago. I read it a long time ago, which could be last week, based on my brain chemistry. But I think it was before I moved to Greeley. In fact, I know it was before I moved to Greeley. It was before I graduated from high school, so it had to be before 1970. Which is 45 years ago. Well, I wonder when Dahlgren was written. I don't remember. Anyway, maybe it wasn't. Maybe I read it while I was living in Buffalo or something. I don't know. I mean, ADD. Let me try to focus again. What makes that a classic to me is the same thing that makes the Foundation Trilogy classic to me. The same thing that makes Stranger in a Strange Land a classic to me. The same thing that makes Have Spacesuit Will Travel a classic. That's because it made me think. It made me feel something. Dune is a classic. I can't say that I care much for the follow-on books, but Dune created such a vivid, rich world, and the characters in it weren't just painted on the screen, they were part of it, painted on the page. The movie didn't do anything for me. Well, it was all right, but the movie didn't do all that much for me. The book was staggering. And I think it's because it was, they're classics because they become memorable. They become part of your brain. They become part of your life in a way that seeing a painting, seeing a play, seeing, experiencing something firsthand makes you, when it's art, it makes you feel something. Lots of things make you see something. Lots of pictures make you see something. Lots of stories will tell you a story. They don't necessarily make you feel something. And I'm not exactly sure what that feel something might be. Strange in a Strange Land, you know, it might be, makes you feel like there's a possibility that we might be better and more loving than we actually are, or that we appear to be. I don't know if it makes you feel the same thing. A lot of people don't like Stranger in a Strange Land. It's too full of politics and polemic for them. It's okay. I don't know. I'm reading the latest Jerry Dobbs story, maybe not the latest, but it's a Buried Pyramid. He's a guy who wrote Imhotep, and I really liked it. It was a time travel story. Guy goes back to ancient Egypt. I really liked it. I liked it a lot. It's a bit fantastical, but it's no more fantastical than most, actually. And his portrayal of life in the time of the pharaohs was engaging. I liked it. I liked it a lot. I keep thinking about it often. Then I saw he's got a new book out called Buried Pyramid. And I started reading it, and I'm about, I don't know, two-thirds of the way through, maybe. And he's devolved into a political diatribe that the first half of the book was really good, and the second half of the book is shaping up to be a real disappointment. I hope I'm wrong. I hope he pulls it back together again. I'm prepared to be disappointed, and I'll go off and read something else. One thing that I did enjoy was the Ambassador series. I think I put it up on the Facebook group for Space Opera. I think it's Patty Jansen, the Ambassador. Ambassador 1, Seeing Red, I think it is. Really, really fun. It's a little bit, really, going there. But I enjoyed it a great deal. I read all four books, and now I'm anxious for the fifth book to come out. Patty Jansen. There's another one that I'm reading that I'm kind of iffy about. I like the first book. The second book was, okay. Third book hasn't come out. I haven't read the third book yet. I'm seeing it. There may be a third book. I don't know yet. But, what is it? The Apprentice from Trevenar. Angela Holder. It's kind of fun. The first book was terribly much fun. I enjoyed it a great deal. It is fantasy. It's not science fiction. But I enjoyed it a great deal. And it spurred me to get back to writing because there were a lot of things that I picked up in that book. It's like, okay, I can do that. I can do better than that. So, no, probably I can't. I'm just being silly. But it was one of those books that were like, okay, yeah, you need to get back to writing. You need to get back in your groove. You need to get back producing. Because the days are getting longer. And as of today, they're getting warmer, although tomorrow they could be cold again. I don't remember, in the 20 years we've been here, I don't remember snow hanging around this long. This snow that fell here fell in, some of it fell in October. Some of it fell in November. Some of it fell in December. It's still here. They came and plowed the yard. They plowed the driveway. Not the driveway, the street. They never plowed the street here. They had to come and bring in big industrial road-clearing snowblowers because the roads were so covered and rutted and pitted and icy that it was difficult to drive. Emergency vehicles were having trouble getting around. So they had to come and clear it, which was astonishing. Not in 20 years. In 20-something years we've been here, 22 years we've been here. 23 years we've been here. Haven't seen anything like it. So, yeah, odd winter. Let's hope we have a better season going forward into the spring. But for now, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day. And with any luck at all... Am I still talking? I am. Come on. Show me. Come on, you silly machine. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.